You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And tonight we are pleased to have back with us once again in the studio representatives of the Providence Singers. We have Andrew Clark, the artistic director, and Chris Houck, the communications director. Welcome back, Chris.
Good to see you, Mike.
Nice to see you, and thanks for coming back in again. And welcome, Andrew.
Great to be here. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for coming back, and this is getting to be a regular thing, which is great because we have a lot of compliments from our audience that listens to the show and appreciates how much good music you bring to them on a fairly regular basis. So we're going to get to the purpose for this show, which is an upcoming concert in just a few weeks. Andrew, tell us about that.
We're really excited to present one of the epic monumental works of our repertoire, the Requiem of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, written in the last year of his life. In fact, the composer unfortunately did not have the opportunity to complete the work, but it is one of the most beloved, cherished, dynamic, and exciting pieces in our repertoire, a piece we haven't performed for nearly a decade, and so we're thrilled to give our audience and community an opportunity to hear this timeless classic, Mozart's famous Requiem.
That's excellent. And Chris, tell us about when this is going to take place and where and all those kind of details.
This is coming up on Saturday, March 6th, which is next week, at VMA Arts and Cultural Center in Providence. And for those of you who are concerned about these things, there's lots of free parking and indoor $1 parking close by at the mall. And we would love to have you all come and hear us because we're sounding great in rehearsals. And I just can't wait to be singing this for you folks.
So you're actually going to be on the stage as one of the singers? Is that true, or you're just joshing us now?
I'm considering it.
All right, yeah. Great. Well, it'll be great to have you back up there again. I know occasionally you have other things to do, and you're kept busy, but singing is the good part. You want to be doing that. And as Chris mentioned, the facility, the Veterans Memorial Arts and Cultural Center, is a great spot for a concert, and she talked about parking there, and when you mentioned the dollar parking, that is a great deal. You get to park for 3 hours for $1, so go in, make a night of it, maybe have a little dinner or whatever, and take in the concert. Andrew, getting back to the music at hand, tell us some more things about what we might be hearing.
The centerpiece of our concert is the Mozart Requiem. It's the piece that we'll perform in the second half of our program. And right now we're going to be listening to two excerpts, two movements from the piece that Mozart actually drafted and sketched out before he died. They were later orchestrated and completed by several of his students. We're going to be hearing Rex Tremende, King of Glory, which is a very opulent and exciting, if not somewhat terrifying, movement, followed by one of the most famous moments, the Lacrimosa, the Day of Sadness, a piece that will be familiar to many of our listeners as it's used in multiple movies, soundtracks, and even commercials. So we have Rex Tremende and Lacrimosa from Mozart Requiem.
All right, we'll listen to them back to back right now.
Rex Tremende.
beautiful music once again. But Andrew, that the event hasn't happened yet. We're promoting the event, so that wasn't actually the Providence Singers on that piece that we just heard. Who was that?
No, it wasn't. This was some a period performance, meaning a reconstruction, mostly with the instruments that are used and sort of other decisions of performance practice that tries, as best as we can possibly try, to replicate the sound that the composer may have had in mind. This was a CD that was released about 10 years ago on the Armonia Mundi record label, conducted by Philippe Herrevega and a fantastic choir, the Collegium Vocale, a great group. They've performed a lot of these masterworks, and of course there are dozens upon dozens of recordings and interpretations, also a half a dozen different versions of this piece that were finished by various composers and scholars, mostly in the last half of the 20th century. So lots to choose from if you're a fan of the Mozart Requiem.
Now, as with anything that's kind of passed down, and as you mentioned, other people finishing and so forth, sometimes history gets a little bit skewed in what actually takes place, right?
No question. There's probably not another piece of classical music more shrouded in mystery and in anecdotal folklore and fantasy than the Mozart Requiem. And I'm afraid to say that the great Broadway play and Academy Award-winning film Amadeus did us no favors.
Made it a little Hollywood.
There's more to disbelieve than there is to believe. And there are all sorts of myths about this piece and the story behind the piece. The first myth being that there was some mysterious stranger who commissioned and paid for the composition. That's indeed actually not true. Mozart knew a colleague, a sort of minor wealthy gentleman named Count Walsig, who was a fellow Freemason and acquaintance of Mozart. There was also this myth that Mozart knew he was dying. He thought he was poisoned, and he was frantically working and gripping with his mortality and impending death. Well, this isn't true either. I mean, Mozart was struggling with his health that summer. He wrote some letters that suggest even in early November, before he died the next month, that his health was improving. He continued to work. He sought more job opportunities and more commissions, and it wasn't until the middle of November that he began to fall ill. There are all sorts of other myths that his wife had an inappropriate relationship with one of the composers, Zeusmeier, a Mozart student who helped finish the work. I remember my own elementary school music teacher telling us that poor Wolfgang was buried in this unmarked grave and nobody knew where his eternal resting place would be, then only Mozart's dog joined him at the at the burial ground. Well, this isn't true. I mean, in fact, it was common practice for, right? It was common practice at that time in Vienna for all folks of society to be buried in an unmarked grave. We do know the exact location to a certain extent. We know the cemetery where Mozart's remains are. We're not sure, actually, where his final resting place is in that particular cemetery. I mean, I could go on and on. And so, unfortunately, because of Amadeus, because of other folklore and legend, music historians have had to correct everyone and go back and to try to preach the truths that we know of this piece and the story behind this piece. But it all adds to our sort of enjoyment of it anyway, as we prepare it to kind of clarify fact from fiction.
All right, well, why don't we get right to some more music for us to enjoy, and tell us about this next piece that you have for us.
Sure, another very familiar movement from the Requiem. This is the Dies Irae, one of the more terrifying sections of the piece. We're singing about the day of wrath, the day of judgment, and Mozart certainly knew how to portray that image as the great opera and theater composer that he was. Dies Irae.
Thank you.
Andrew, this next piece that you've selected for us is a little bit lengthy, so we want to get that into this first segment of the show. Tell us about this, and we'll just probably listen to a portion of it and as much as we can before we take our commercial break. What do you have for us?
It sounds good. You know, it's always difficult for organizations and conductors to choose what piece do you program with the Mozart Requiem. I mean, so many works are going to just pale under the shadow of that great monument. Our first half centers around Benjamin Britten, specifically a short cantata that he wrote for the 100th anniversary of the Red Cross. This cantata, Misericordium, tells the story of the Good Samaritan. And unfortunately, as we all know, the Red Cross is back in the news again in its efforts to try to show a compassionate and humanitarian effort in helping the people of Haiti. And we're fortunate to be partnering with the Red Cross to bring some attention to the work that they do for our world community, and this particular piece written expressively for them.
All right, we'll take a short break right after this and be back with more of Conducting Conversations with the Providence Singers.
Thank you. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very pleasant evening listening to some great music once again provided by the Providence Singers. And specifically with us is Chris Hauck, who is the Communications Director, and Andrew Clark. And Andrew, you've been explaining some of this music. We've been talking about Mozart, but we have an opportunity now to listen to music that it was written much more recently.
That's right. This is a piece that was composed and premiered in 2007. We're the third group to perform it. It's a work called Stirring the Silence by a composer from North Carolina, Dan Locklear. And Dr. Locklear will actually be joining us for the performance. And if you'd like to come a little bit early after dinner, we're going to be having a pre-concert chat with Dan Locklear to talk about his music and the other pieces on this program. And this is a work that sets a theme of a poem that was written in response to the tragic events of September 11th. A poem is called The Attending by Fred Chappell. Really powerful piece. Also uses children's chorus, and we're fortunate the Rhode Island Children's Chorus will be joining us for this performance. You'll notice when you hear the piece, you're going to hear a familiar tune. Yes, that is America the Beautiful. First heard in the opening of this work with the string orchestra in a somewhat twisted way. And then finally, as the piece ends, you'll hear that familiar strain as the chorus sings of themes of dialogue and unity and the power of arts to respond to tragedy and calamity. So this is a terrific work. We're thrilled to offer the New England premiere and hope you come join us. And I'm sure Dan Locklear would love to meet you personally. He's a really nice, engaging, and effervescent fellow, and we're pleased to welcome him to Rhode Island.
That'll be great. And again, this piece is a little bit lengthy, so we're just going to play a portion of it. If you want the whole deal, I guess you have to buy a ticket and go to the concert.
Thank you.
Andrew, you mentioned the discussion before the music. Is that, Chris, is that going to be a separate ticket, or how do people get involved with that? Just come early?
Yeah, just come early. Come at 7 o'clock, and you'll be shown to your excellent seats, because all seats are really good at VMA.
So no additional charge.
No additional charge.
So you get an extra hours of entertainment for your
right,
purchase.
Exactly.
All right, and a chance to meet the composer.
Mm-hmm.
And will you or Andrew pose for pictures with anybody that does it early?
That's a good question. we hadn't really thought about that.
We'll work on that. Maybe we can have it be like a special bonus.
Like a raffle if you pull your name out of a hat and you get to run upstage.
But you will get to come in so the doors will open at 7. You go to your seat and listen to the composer. Great. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you have for us next?
Sure. You know, one of the questions my father, who enjoys classical music, although he wouldn't call himself an aficionado, would ask me, why isn't there a Mozart alive today? You know, why isn't there a composer that we can all look to and say, boy, this is an incomparable genius of our time and generation?
Absolutely. I get that question. I get that question a lot from people that call the station and say, you know, where are the good old guys?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a great question, and with numerous sort of theories and answers that we could put forward. I happen to feel like we have numerous Mozarts. Now, it's hard to find them with tens of thousands of composers writing great works, but we're pleased to present one of the most popular and significant living composers today, an Estonian composer named Arvo Pärt, who's written a lot of choral music, whose music is heard around the world. Unfortunately, Mr. Pärt's not going to be joining us, as Mr. Locklear will. But this is a great opportunity for our audience to hear what I might put forward as a modern Mozart. And I mentioned earlier that we're going to be performing the works of Benjamin Britten, himself another master of the 20th century. Britten hasn't been with us for about 35 years now. He passed away in 1976. And when he died, Arvo Pärt composed a beautiful piece called the Cantus Firmus in memory of Benjamin Britten. And as you listen to this work for string orchestra and one single bell, you're going to be hearing strains of one melody repeated at various speeds in a way that is both haunting and stunningly beautiful. This is a work that's also been used in a variety of soundtracks and may be familiar to our audience. This is the music of Arvo Pärt, the Cantus Firmus in memory of Benjamin Britten.
All right, and once again, it's a little bit lengthy, so we'll just listen to a piece of this, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back. We are listening to music provided to us by the Providence Singers, and Chris Houck is here, who is the communications director. And Chris, tell us about some of the organizations that you partner up with. The Providence Singers is involved with several different groups, right?
Yes, we perform at least once or twice a year with the Rhode Island Philharmonic. We perform regularly at the First Works Festival, and there are regional orchestras we work with. And most recently, we're working with the Rhode Island Children's Chorus.
And the Children's Chorus is, what kind of ages are we talking about? When you say Children's Chorus, if you're not familiar with it, you might think, they start at age 10, age 15, well, are they high school, or what?
They have a range of ages. We're working specifically with the Elite Chamber Chorus, which is the older students. I think they're between 13 and 16, roughly speaking.
That's right, yeah. This is actually a treble chorus of changed voices, young girls, and some boys as well, so they're treble voices. And the Rhode Island Children's Chorus has undergone some incredible growth under their artistic director and founder, Christine Noel, who conveniently also happens to be our assistant conductor. So the partnership is natural. They actually even rehearse in the same location where we rehearse on Tuesday nights right before we get there. So it's very exciting. And they're going to be performing not only with us on the Locklear piece, but a piece of their own by the English master of the Renaissance, Thomas Tallis. This is a work we're about to hear performed by the Toronto Children's Chorus by Tallis. And please do come and hear the fantastic and sensational Rhode Island Children's Chorus and their conductor, Christine Noel.
Thank you.
once again, time flies when you're having fun. So, Chris, tell us just one more time how people can get tickets to this show. First of all, let's start with the date and time.
The date is Saturday, March 6th. That's next Saturday at 8 p.m. VMA Arts and Cultural Center in Providence.
And as far as tickets are concerned, they can go online and get them?
They can go online and get them. Easiest way is through our website at providencesingers.org.
Okay.
Or they can call 421-ARTS, which puts them in direct touch with the VMA box office.
All right. So the box office, 421-ARTS, and you can get your tickets that way. And I hope to see lots of people there. And let's fill the auditorium. It'll be a great kickoff to spring. We promise you, if the place is sold out, there will be no more cold weather after that. And it'll be spring. So there's a reason to go there.
Works for me.
All right. Andrew, we have a couple more pieces before we leave, and I'll ask you to tell us what those are.
Well, we're going to get back to the main event of our program, the main component of our meal here, the main course. This is the beginning of Mozart Requiem, both the introit and the Kyrie. And what's significant about these two movements, this is the only part of the piece that the composer himself finished completely. The chorus parts, the orchestration, from beginning to end. And although the work as it exists now is stunning, magnificent, and one of great impact and power, these two movements provide a glimpse into what the piece very well might have been had Mozart lived and completed the entire work. And to me, it's both daunting and heartbreaking just to hear the brilliance of these first two movements. And what could have been if Mozart hadn't died so tragically young. This is the beginning of Mozart Requiem, the first two movements, Introit and Kyrie.
All right, we'll listen to that. I want to thank you both once again for being on Conducting Conversation. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you back, and thank you as always, Andrew.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Mike.
Hope to see you again soon, and we'll listen to these pieces and see the rest of you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.